We thank all reporters, journalists, photographers, camera persons, individuals, groups, companies, everywhere in the world, for all your contributions of news that bring hope to humans and animals, thus uplifting the atmosphere of our planet. May heaven bless your noble endeavors and protect you always, especially while on duty.
Fortunate are we to be co-inhabitants with the amazing animals that grace and color our planet.
In countless ways, they add beauty and joy to our lives.
Their nobility through unconditional love, loyalty, and heroic life-saving actions is a constant source of wonder and inspiration.
What would our world be like without our fun and intelligent animal friends?
We simply cannot imagine it.
Thanks be to the providence for all the cherished animals.
May we always honor their God-given precious lives as we honor a part of ourselves.
Hello, Green Living viewers, and welcome to Noteworthy News, constructive news for a better world.
Constructive news for a peaceful world. Our programs can be viewed 24 hours a day, 7 days a week on 14 satellite platforms that reach hundreds of millions of households around the world. In Europe, Eurobird 1 at 28.5 degrees east, Astro 1 and Hotbird 6. In England, Wales, Scotland, Northern Ireland, and the Republic of Ireland, Sky TV channel 835. Australia and New Zealand, Optus D2. Africa, Intelsat 10 KU band and Intelsat 10 C band. Middle East and Northern Africa, Eurobird 2 and Hotbird 6. Asia, Intelsat 10 C-band, ABS, AsiaSat 5 and AsiaSat 3S. North America, Galaxy 19. Central and South America, Hispasat 1C and Intelsat 805.
In addition, Supreme Master Television is available in the following 80 cable and IPTV networks, as well as 18 online video channels of live streaming and on-demand programs.
In Cameroon, in Bamenda, Channel 26 on Cameroon Cable Network Plus. In Limbe and Environ, Channel 40 on CXSat. In Douala, Channel 56 on Vision Cable TV. In Buea, Channel 57 on Medium Network Service or MNS. And in Kumba, Channel 23 on Siat Kumba. In Bafut, Channel 1 on Basicom Bafut. In Bafusam, Channel 30 on Blondel Sat. And in Adea, Channel 37 on Etablissement Acerna.
In Brazil, in Sagum Salo, Rio de Janeiro, Channel 37 on TV Costa Veg. In Chile, in Santiago, Channel 33 on Puente Alto TV. In Bogotá, Colombia. In Bellavista Noroccidental, La Estrada, La Estadita, Ciudad Onda, and Bosque Popular, Channel 16 on Parabólica Bellavista. In Villamayor, in Eladaños, Channel 44 on Villa Vision de Villamayor. In Ciudadela, Ciudad Tunal, Channel 31 on Aso Parabólica Tunal Cable Company. In Localidad Engativa, UPZ, Boyacá Real, Las Ferias, and Santa Cecilia. Channel 43 on Tele Boyaca Real Cable Company. And Channel 62 on Tele Morisco Cable Company. In Candelaria La Nueva, San Francisco, and Arborizadora, Channel 46 on TV Candelaria Cable Company.
In Localidad 9, Chapinero, Kilometro 5.5 La Calera, Channel 51 on Cima TV Cable Company. In Localidad Fontibón and Localidad Barrios Unidos, Channel 41 on Teleunidos. In Kennedy, Channel 55 on Lictemar. In Zona 10, Channel 52 on Tele 10. In Nuevo Kennedy 1, 2, and 3, Paraíso, Casablanca 32 and 33, Urbanización 25, 26, and 27, Channel 43 on Pacanuc. In Zona 10, Engativa 10 Barrios, Channel 29 on Tele Reliquia. In Ciudad Bolívar, Channel 73 on ATV La Estancia. And in Alamos Norte, Channel 68 on TV Alamos.
In Costa Rica, in Teleran, Nuevo Arenal and La Fortuna de la San Carlos, Channel 20 on Cable Arenal del Lago, S.A. In the Dominican Republic, in Terrio El Rio and Las Palmas, Channel 81 on División Visión. In Constanza, Channel 81 on Telecable Mi Cabaña. And in Provincia María Trinidad Sánchez, Channel 85 on TDN. In Distrito Nacional and Provincia Santo Domingo, Channel 88 Analog System and Channel 288 Digital System on Exito Vision. In Las Matas de Farfán, Channel 31 on Matos Aguas Vivas Televisión. In Santo Domingo Norte, Distrito Nacional, and Santo Domingo Oeste, Channel 46 on Telecable Dominicano. And in Provincia de Higüey, Channel 30 on TV Arco Iris. In Sabana de la Mar, Channel 72 on Hotel. And in Monte Plata Province, Channel 25 on Cablevisión Yamasa.
In Paraguay, in Miami, Channel 24 on Video Cable. In Encarnación, Channel 03 on Itaqua Cablevisión. In Santa Rosa de la Guaray, Channel 21 on Cablevisión. In Chore, Channel 27 on Chore Video Cable. In Santaní, Channel 30 on Tapiracuay Cable Company. In Orqueta, Channel 32 on Daumoa S.A. In Asunción, Channel 70 on TIT Cable TV. In Mingaguasu, Channel 44 on TV Cable Mingaguasu. In Hernandarias, Channel 41 on TV Cable Hernandarias. And in Ciudad del Este, Channel 66 on TV Cable Paraná.
In Formosa or Taiwan, nationwide on Channel 85 on multimedia on demand of Zhonghua Telecom. On Green Island, Channel 61 on Huanyu Cable. In Taipei City, Channel 112 on NetWave Cable TV. In Taipei County, Channel 95 on Mangrove Cable TV, Yongjiale Cable TV, and Global View Cable TV. In Kaohsiung County, Channel 95 on Phoenix Cable TV. In Yilan County, Channel 95 on Union Cable TV. In Hualien County, Channel 106 on Dongya Cable TV. In Hualien Cable TV.
In Penghu County, Channel 3 on Penghu Cable TV. In Jingmen County, Channel 102 on Mingcheng Cable TV. In Taidong County, Channel 106 on Dongtai Cable TV. In Jiayi County, Channel 97 on Guosheng Cable TV. And in Puozi City, Channel 90 on Dayang Cable TV. In Jiayi City, Channel 97 on CYC CATV Cable Company. And in Yunlin County, Channel 108 in Dolio City on Jialian Cable TV. And Channel 108 in Yuncheng Township on Beigang Cable TV. In Tainan County, Channel 106 on Xinyong'an Cable TV.
In Mongolia, in Hoft Province, Channel 21 on Khan Altai Cable TV. In Internet City, Channel 26 on Kha Tengger Cable TV. On Channel 50 on Himor Cable TV. In Supaktar, Saleng Province, Channel 30 on Mini Mongol. In Darkhan Ul Province, Channel 8 on Darkhan Broadcasting System. And Channel 44 on Kha Cable Company. In the capital city of Ulaanbaatar, Channel 47 on Supervision. Channel 65 on Orange Cable Company. Channel 12 on MNBC Television or Mongolian Digital Broadcasting. And in Bayanzarh, in Khanul District, Channel 25 on Khimor Cable TV. In Khurtur, on Channel 21 through the cable provider Gun Narin. In Andarkhan City, in Henti Province, Channel 23 on Sunbird Company. And in Sunshin City, in Tonokop Province, Channel 25 on Sun Power Company. In Thailand, in Ratchaburi Province, Channel 71 on Ratchaburi Cable TV.
In Germany, in parts of Schleswig-Holstein and Hamburg on Wilhelm Tell, and in Hamburg on Willy Tell, using channel search for Supreme Master TV. In the Netherlands, Channel 30 on Recam Cable Network. And in Slovenia, Channel 73 on T2 Slovenia.
Supreme Master Television is also accessible online at www.suprememastertv.com with high-quality video and streaming audio broadcast, as well as live mobile TV streaming on Windows smartphones and iPhones. We have subtitles for all shows. Currently, up to 42 languages are available. For your special language, please visit www.suprememastertv.com/subtitles.
In today's news, Azerbaijan has planted an estimated 8.2 million trees in the past year. In animal news, canines in Italy help save lives at sea. In veg news, Formosan or Taiwanese future doctors attend a seminar on the benefits of the plant-based diet. All this and more on Supreme Master Television, your constructive global TV channel.
Today, October 6th, highly acclaimed pianist Mr. Edwin Fischer was born in Basel, Switzerland in 1886. Considered one of the finest pianists of the 20th century, Mr. Fischer was associated with the works of the great composers Ludwig van Beethoven, Johann Sebastian Bach, and Johann Brahms. He performed throughout Europe, Moreover, Mr. Fisher was also recognized as being among the best piano instructors of his time. He published several important books on musical interpretation and teaching. To support the building careers of talented young musicians and those in need, he established the Edwin Fisher Foundation. May brilliant artists such as Mr. Edwin Fisher continue to enhance our appreciation of outstanding contributions to our world's musical heritage.
Fly-in news. Lives lost to floods in Olak or Vietnam. Relentless rains from Friday, October 1st to Monday caused flooding in central Olak, which has claimed at least 15 lives with 10 others missing after 9 provinces in the region were deluged with up to 130 centimeters of rain.
The floods have inundated 62,000 homes between Thanh Hoa Province and the major port city Da Nang on the nation's south central coast. Over 900 soldiers and militiamen have been sent to evacuate 34,500 people to safer locations, with the provinces of Ha Tinh, Quang Binh, Nghệ An, and Quảng Trị all affected. Disaster officials of the worst-hit province of Quang Binh said 3 of the province's 4 districts in the lower basin of the Yan River were seeing the worst flooding ever. Rescue teams there are arriving in speedboats to help with evacuations, as other still stranded residents await helicopters from the military that have been sent to drop food aid. Meanwhile, transportation in other areas has been disrupted and electricity poles and trees uprooted.
Conveying her deep condolences and prayers, Supreme Master Ching Hai requested that our nearby association members please check with the provincial governments and find out if more help is required, and that they also go, if possible, to render any necessary aid, saying that funds for urgent needs are available.
Our appreciation, all soldiers, militiamen, and personnel, for your endeavors, as well as for Supreme Master Ching Hai's loving concern. May heaven bless the Olaxi's people with protection and resilience, as we pray that these intense conditions may soon subside, as humanity's gentler ways help return the equilibrium of the ecosphere.
Flash floods ravage Indonesian province. On Monday, October 4th, days of heavy rain in the eastern province of West Papua resulted in flash floods and landslides, which in the hard-hit village of Wasior sadly took at least 29 lives and left several missing, as well as over 60 people injured, some of whom had to be evacuated by helicopter to hospitals. With the floods leaving more than 30 homes completely flattened and many others damaged, hundreds of residents were evacuated to safer or higher grounds. Search and Rescue Office Head for West Papua, Mr. Muhammad Arifin, reported that dozens of rescuers had been dispatched, while local Disaster Management Agency Chief Deki Amnir said that tents and medical supplies were currently most needed for the flood-afflicted.
Supreme Master Ching Hai, conveying her sorrow and prayers, asked that our association members please check with the local officials and see if any more help is needed, requesting that they go, if possible, to help the afflicted. She added that financial assistance for emergency aid is available. We thank the Indonesian Search and Rescue Office and the Disaster Management Agency personnel for your swift aid to the flood-stricken people, and are grateful also for the caring instructions of Supreme Master Ching Hai. With our sincere sympathies to those who lost loved ones, we pray for the affected residents' soon recovery, and that our kinder stewardship will help nature return to her balanced, pristine state.
Supreme Master Ching Hai wants to convey this message of gratitude to all governments, organizations, and relief workers from every corner of the world. Thank you, all the international and national help that brings care and necessities to afflicted victims. Thank you, all the relief workers, for taking time and forsaking your own comfort, even traveling great distance on unfavorable roads and conditions to bring love and assistance to people in time of need. May heaven bless you abundantly for your generosity and noble sacrifice.
India and Italy assist in improving Afghan healthcare. 3 new health clinics have been inaugurated in Mazar-e-Sharif, the capital city of Afghanistan's Balkh province, thanks to the Indian government's $450,000 donation to help construct the clinic buildings. Moreover, Dr. Suraya Dalil, Afghanistan's acting minister of public health, announced that Italy is donating $4.35 million to assist in improving hospitals through renovations as well as the provision of new equipment and ambulances, along with additional training for health workers. Dr. Dalil stated as well that more mothers and infants are now surviving pregnancy and childbirth in response to the country's improving healthcare. our appreciation and heaven bless India and Italy for your kind-hearted assistance to the Afghan people. May families across the land be graced with optimal health and flourishing quality of life.
Commonwealth Games open in India. Launched on Sunday, October 3rd, the colorful opening ceremony of the 19th Commonwealth Games, held at the Jawaharlal Nehru Stadium in New Delhi, was enjoyed by a crowd of almost 60,000 and a global television audience of over a billion. The opening of the 11-day multi-sport event was addressed by His Royal Highness Prince Charles of the United Kingdom and India's President Pratibha Patil.
Nearly 7,000 athletes from 71 countries and territories of the Commonwealth of Nations are participating in this first-ever hosting of the competition by India, with the opening day already seeing several new records set. Among these history-making performances was 17-year-old Nigerian weightlifter Augustina Nkem Nwaokolo's gold for the women's 48-kilogram division, and Malaysia's Amirul Hamizan Ibrahim, who lifted a new Commonwealth Games record of 166 kilograms to receive the men's gold. Meanwhile, South Africa's Chad Laclos set a new Games record as he won the men's 200-meter butterfly in the pool.
We join the world in cheering on all athletes as we thank organizers and participants of the Commonwealth Games, wishing everyone a memorable celebration of sports in good health and friendship.
Germany commemorates reunification and is free of war debt. On Sunday, Germans marked the 20th anniversary of reunification following 40 years of separation following World War II, with celebrations across the country, including a much-anticipated speech by President Christian Wolff. President Wolff took the occasion to call for acceptance and integration of Turkish and Arab Muslims into German society, stating, "Christianity doubtless belongs in Germany. Judaism belongs doubtless in Germany. That is our Judeo-Christian history, but by now, Islam also belongs in Germany. First and foremost, we need to adopt a clear stance and understanding that for Germany, belonging is not restricted to a passport, a family history, or a religion." The reunification anniversary also marked Germany's final payment of 70 million euros to honor the original 1919 Treaty of Versailles that was signed as a commitment to making war reparations. Totaling 300 billion euros in today's terms, the debt has taken 92 years to repay. Meanwhile, wars currently being waged are proving to be even more costly. A new study by Nobel Economics Prize laureate Joseph Stiglitz and Harvard University professor Linda Billness forecasts a doubling of previously estimated costs to the U.S. economy of the wars in Iraq and Afghanistan, stating that they could go as high as $6 trillion U.S. dollars. Germany, we laud your celebration of peaceful unity as well as your honorable repayment of past war reparations, as we also send our appreciation for President Wolff's message of respect for all people and beliefs. May your nation's exemplary actions encourage governments across the globe to choose peace as the way to save precious lives, as well as funds to be directed instead toward the betterment of society and preservation of our planet.
Animal companions honored in religious holiday. On Sunday, October 3rd, the Roman Catholic faithful brought animal friends of all descriptions, from dogs to cats to iguanas, as they attended church for the annual blessing of animals, held the day before World Animal Day and the feast of St. Francis of Assisi, the patron saint of animals. This spiritual honoring of animals was first initiated in 1995 by the Philippines Animal Welfare Society, or PAWS, as a way to further raise awareness of animal care and to show respect for all of God's creations. What a truly wonderful way to celebrate humans' love and protection of animal co-inhabitants in remembrance of the divine. Wishing the Philippines and countries worldwide ever more harmony with all animal friends as we cherish the gift of their presence on Earth.
Save our planet. The world's rivers are in crisis. According to a new study by U.S. researchers, Professor Peter McIntyre of the University of Wisconsin-Madison and City College of New York modeler Charles Vortesmarty, river systems and the lives they support are in a crisis state on a global scale. This analysis for the first time evaluated the world's major rivers based on two main criteria, the stability of water supplies and the preservation of biodiversity. Overall, the scientists found that water supplies for nearly 80% of the world's populations are highly threatened, with over 30 of the 47 largest rivers in the world facing at least moderate jeopardy in terms of water security. 14 of these 47, or nearly a third, are also under very high threat of biodiversity loss.
This is due in part to large infrastructure projects such as dams, which have secured water supplies for humans but have also placed thousands of plant and animal species in danger. To their surprise, the scientists also found that rivers in the developed world are among the most highly threatened. Moreover, the researchers stated that their findings were likely conservative, as this study did not account for pollution effects from activities such as mining or contaminants affecting wildlife, such as increasing levels of pharmaceutical substances in the water. However, the scientists plan to use the analytical framework of the report to present the information more specifically to decision makers and provide them with recommendations for improving this potentially life-threatening situation.
We are grateful for this study, Drs. McIntyre and Voras Marty, with its insights on the major water security problems we are facing in virtually every part of the planet. May our urgent counteractions restore our precious rivers so that all beings depending on them may survive.
During a July 2009 international seminar with our association members, Supreme Master Qinghai expressed deep concern regarding the spreading water crisis while identifying a way that both this and other environmental problems could be addressed.
Oh my God, many countries in the world are short of water. In India and China, even America, many places became short of water. Basic necessity only. Why? Because they use up all the water from the river to divert it into big farm factory, like animal farm factory. They have to use a lot of water to give the animals to drink. And then use water to grow the crops for the animals to eat. And when they kill the animals, before they kill the animal, they have to use water to clean their pens every day and wash it down into the stream. There was enough water for all of us, plus over for everyone. We began this industry of meat diet. Then everything get worse, more shortage of any kind, more temperature rise, and more suffering, more disaster, more hunger, more war. So I don't know why people don't just become all vegetarian.
Save Our Planet. Asia Pacific Region pledges green growth. At a United Nations conference in Astana, Kazakhstan, government ministers from over 40 Asian and Pacific Island nations pledged their cooperation in environmentally sustainable economic development. They also committed to a plan that alleviates poverty by providing jobs in energy efficiency and alternative energy sectors, as well as endorsing the Astana Green Bridge Initiative, which encourages eco-partnerships with Europe. Addressing the meeting, Kazakh Prime Minister Karim Masimov stated, "In all countries of the region, there is a need for economic growth and simultaneously a need for safety of the environment. This challenge requires a new focus on green economy and for environmentally sustainable development." Commending the meeting's participation, Undersecretary General of the United Nations, Noeline Hazer, said that the record number of ministers attending the event signaled the region's growing prioritization of the environment. Our accolades and appreciation, United Nations and ministers of all Asia-Pacific countries, for your cooperative green accords. Blessed be such efforts in creating climate-resilient societies as we work to promote a sustainable future for all beings on Earth.
Save Our Planet. As part of an expanding trade agreement between shipping companies in their countries, Greek Prime Minister Yorgos Papandreou and Prime Minister Wen Jiabao of China also agreed to establish a joint research center to save energy and reduce greenhouse gas emissions in the shipping industry.
Save Our Planet. With the UN stating that biodiversity loss is accelerating due to factors like habitat destruction and climate change, Australian researchers are urging a more global understanding of patterns of extinction to effectively protect species currently listed as missing before it's too late.
Save Our Planet. Along with an active recycling program, Durban, South Africa, is the first city on the continent to successfully convert captured landfill gas to usable electricity, an activity that also benefits air quality.
Save Our Planet. A team of European scientists are working with the northern bald ibis, currently one of the rarest birds on Earth, and helping it relearn migratory patterns to and from the Alps in the hope of restoring its numbers.
Hello, I'm Ocho the New, a happy vegan with a tip of the day. You can make attractive bookmarks from recycled greeting cards. To make one, you'll need cards without handwriting on the back, scissors, a pencil, and ruler. Measure and cut strips that are 2 or 3 inches wide that display the picture on the card nicely. Have fun sharing them with your friends and family. Thanks so much for being veg and going green to save the planet. And thank you for watching. Now, the weather around the world.
In ecology news, Azerbaijan has planted an estimated 8.2 million trees in the past year. Azerbaijani Ecology and Natural Resources Minister Hüseyin Gulubegerov stated that currently the nation has 890,000 hectares of specially safeguarded areas, compared to 478,000 in 2003. His Excellency added that over 10% of the country's land is protected in the form of national parks, state reserves, and conservation regions. Our earnest thankfulness, Your Excellency Hüseyin Gulubegerov in Azerbaijan, on your eco-friendly measures. May all nations take such positive green steps combined with the earth-saving vegan diet to bring us to a healthy era of stability and vitality.
In animal news, canines in Italy assist in saving lives at sea. Presently, 300 dogs are fully trained as part of the Italian School of Canine Lifeguards at Civita Vecchia. These special animal companions help swimmers in need by allowing them to hold onto their harnesses or a buoy or raft that they are towing. These loyal dogs also bravely jump from helicopters and boats to join in rescuing and have been credited with saving several individuals. There are a dozen schools for canine lifeguards in Italy, each providing 3 years of training. Our heartfelt gratitude, courageous canines. We are so lucky to have such selfless and caring animal friends. We pray that you have many years of joyous living as you continue your immense service to humanity. Up next on Noteworthy News, a forum is held for medical students in Formosa or Taiwan to explore the health benefits of the vegan diet. We'll be under a tree shade for a while to enjoy the surrounding scenery. Be right back. More good tiding news when we return here on Supreme Master Television.
Welcome back to Noteworthy News, elegant news for a graceful world. In Veg News, a forum on the many health benefits of the plant-based diet is held for Formosan or Taiwanese medical students, organized by the National Defense Medical Center in Formosa. The seminar was based on the book The Essential Diet for New Age. This publication has been recommended by more than 100 physicians in Formosa or Taiwan and very favorably reviewed in a number of media, including the popular TVBS television station. It contains 31 vegan doctors and dietitians presenting their clinical findings as to the numerous ways that the animal-free diet enhances well-being. 12 of these writers were invited to share their understanding of the veg concept.
现在的医学它对于我们的疾病有部分的治疗率，但是更重要的一点就是我们的生活习惯，尤其我们的饮食的部分，它这个对我们的身体的营养和照顾是更重要的，所以蔬食是一个很好的选择，也是一个很好的平衡点。
我自己本身是小儿科医师，现在有越来越多的报告指出，
蔬食对小朋友的成长是正面的，甚至有一个最新的报告是说，多吃深绿色的蔬菜还有深黄色的蔬菜可以让小朋友的体脂肪降低，而且骨密度增加，所以蔬食绝对对小朋友来说是一个健康的选择。
The Future Physicians listens to talks on issues concerning cancer, chronic diseases, and menopause. Nutritional advice was presented as well as information on veganism being the quickest way to reduce global warming.
就是一般人都会认为在年轻的青少年或者是婴幼儿，然后奶蛋类的营养是非常重要的，因为它会影响到就是人体的发育的状况。其实从蔬食里面的坚果类或是豆类食品都可以获得足够的蛋白质的成分。健康的饮食就是采取蔬食，吃素，环保，来救地球。
那也希望我们以后在行医的过程，就是可以把这些宝贵的经验，然后还有这些知识呢，就是可以普及到给大家参考这样。那对，谢谢。那请大家一起来吃素食，环保，来救地球。
Our sincere appreciation, National Defense Medical Center, for planning this important event.Also, our many thanks all participating vegan medical experts for sharing the numerous advantages of the kind diet. May the well-being of humans, our animal co-inhabitants, and the earth be protected by everyone's compassionate choices.
Some of the benefits of a vegetarian diet: lowers blood pressure, lowers cholesterol levels, reduces type 2 diabetes, prevents stroke conditions, reverses atherosclerosis, reduces heart disease risk 50%,reduces heart surgery risk 80%, prevents many forms of cancer, stronger immune system, increases life expectancy up to 15 years, higher IQ, saves 70% of a total cost of $40 trillion for reducing global warming, uses 4.5 times less land to grow food, conserves up to 70% clean water, saves 80% of the cleared Amazonian rainforest from animal grazing,A solution for world hunger. Free up 3.4 billion hectares of land. Free up 760 million tons of grain every year, or half the world's grain supply. Consumes one-third fossil fuels of those used for meat production. Reduces pollution from untreated animal waste. Maintains cleaner air. Saves 4.5 tons of emissions per U.S. household per year. Stop 80% of global warming. Plus more.Save your life. Be veg. Go green.
For more information, please visit
www.suprememastertv.com/be-veg.
Please join us for an original joke written by Supreme Master Ching Hai entitled Phone Text. It is told in Korean.
남편이긴급한출장으로서둘러서공항으로가느라핸드폰을놓고와서10살된아들에게전화를걸었습니다아빠핸드폰으로엄마에게이렇게문자좀보내주겠니당신을떠나기싫어요심표하지만바로가야해요곧다시봐요아들은충실하게아빠가시킨대로했습니다문자내용당신싫어떠나바로가곧
And now for our viewers' heartline.
Hi, it will be wonderful if you can add more shows of breatharian people. Ovids from Argentina.
Gracious Ovids, thanks so much for letting us know about your interest in the compassionate breatharian lifestyle. It is certainly inspiring to find out about individuals that are living so lightly on our planet. May heaven's light shine on you and the spiritual people of Argentina.
Do you have a heartline today? We welcome your heartlines and stories.Please send them to Heartline at suprememastertv.com, the address on your screen, or visit suprememastertv.com/heartline. We sure have enjoyed spending time with you on Noteworthy News.
May you be graced with a serene heart and elevated spirit.
The world is full of good news.
The following are just a few.
since the 2005 approval of a reconciliation accord originally proposed by Algerian President Abdelaziz Bouteflika, more than 7,500 individuals from various groups have accepted amnesty for voluntarily relinquishing their arms and turning to a peaceful way of life.
President of the Chinese Salvadoran Friendship Association, Manuel Flores, announces the opening of a Chinese commercial office in San Salvador, the capital city of El Salvador, to enhance the two countries' relations.
70 years young, Patricia Marin from Arizona, USA, joins the Peace Corps to work in Costa Rica and will be stationed there for the next 2.5 years helping others.
In light of Kyrgyzstan's upcoming elections, Turkish Foreign Minister Ahmet Davutoğlu affirms his country's continued support of the Central Asian nation in peace and national unity.
The U.S. Agency for International Development, or USAID, is donating $360 million to Jordan for development projects in the fields of water, environment, health, and education.
A new law to prevent child neglect and juvenile delinquency, adopted by Uzbekistan's Legislative Chamber of Parliament and approved by the Senate, comes into effect to assist and protect all youths.
Kathy Stevens, founder and director of one of the world's most respected sanctuaries for farm animals, the Catskill Animal Sanctuary in New York, USA, has written a new book, Animal Camp, filled with heartwarming stories of the animals rescued.
As civil peace is recovered throughout the country, the Thai government lifts emergency laws in three northeastern provinces.
A 3,000-year-old red granite statue of Pharaoh Amenhotep III has been unearthed by a team of Egyptian archaeologists and is believed to represent the grandfather of Egyptian pharaoh Tutankhamun.
China's foreign ministry spokesperson, Ma Zhaoshu, calls for a united effort with Japan to maintain bilateral relations, while Japan's foreign minister, Saiji Maihara, also affirms his country's wish for peaceful, neighborly coexistence.
We thank all reporters, journalists, photographers, camera persons, individuals, groups, companies everywhere in the world for all your contributions of news that bring hope to humans and animals, thus uplifting the atmosphere of our planet. May heaven bless your noble endeavors and protect you always, especially while on duty.
For more details,
please visit www.suprememastertv.com/NWN.